Hello, hello, hello. Thanks for joining Tea with Auntie. Hello and welcome to my new people. And if you've been here before, you know how this goes. Hit the follow button and share the podcast. Now, on today, we have Lil Wayne and the baby are in the studios again. So the baby took it upon himself to Sunday to share some photos of him in a Miami studio with Tunchi, and he captioned the picture, "Best Rappers Alive," slapped a tornado emoji on it with a goat emoji, and hit send. Those of us who are not millennials beg to differ. Now, as far as Lil Wayne, I concur. He is one of the best. And in his prime, he was unmatched. Next up, we have Nicki Minaj, honey. She being sued for $200 million.
What?
Yes. Nicki Minaj say she, Nicki Minaj's person that's suing her. The person that's suing Nicki Minaj, says that Nicki Minaj ripped off a song that he let her hear back in 2016. Jawara Headley, a rapper out of Queens, goes by the name Brinks Billions. Now, according to ASCAP data base, Jawara is already credited as a songwriter on the song. So what we talking about, Willis? So Brinks Billions wants all their heads on a platter. He's suing Nicki, Universal Music, Young Money, Cash Money. Brinks claims that specific lyrics like "It ain't no such thing as broke and handsome," and musical notes, rhythm, and beats are very similar to his song. Brinks says he's known Nicki since 2007, where they met on the MySpace. We reached out for comment, but no one has responded. Yes. Now, Brinks says he's the songwriter of "Rich Sex," which is a song on Nicki Minaj's Queen album. Honey, they don't come after you till you got some money. We're going to take a short break and we'll be right back. And we are back. Hey, if you're on the look for a PS5, you may be having some difficulty bagging one. Once you get that sweet notification that they're in stock at Walmart, by the time you pack the kids, dog, and wife in the car, drive 20 minutes to get there, put the mask on as you're walking inside to get back to the electronics, they're sold out. Well, here are some tips that may help you snag one of those heavily sought out PS5s. Use the Walmart app instead of the website. The website crashes a lot, but the app is a little harder to refresh. Tip two, if you're stuck in the checkout mode, leave your PS5 in your cart. Oh, honey, it'll stay there for days. And the next time the PS5s come in stock, it will automatically put you in front of the queue to check out. Well, those are my tips. And this is the end of my podcast. You can listen to Tea with Auntie on Spotify, Anchor, Google Podcasts, Radio Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Thanks for listening. Bye.